Big Joe, what day is it?
All right, so here we go. Wednesday, March 20, 2019. Today's Alien Abduction Day, which explains you. Correct?
They brought me back intact.
There's like 70 of these. Let's go. Today's the first day of spring.
This afternoon at, what, 4:48?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Snowman Burning Day.
Hell yes.
National Ravioli Day.
Love the ravioli. You like ravioli, Joe?
Love it. Kiss Your Fiance Day.
Should I kiss her or you?
Either one. Kick Butt Day. International Earth Day.
Okay.
International Day of Happiness.
I'm happy.
The Great American Meet Out Day.
Were we going to meet out somewhere?
But it's M-E-A-T.
Oh, okay. So we hang our meat out?
Hit it, Charlie.
You may find you're labeling yourself with words like idiot or stupid.
They certainly do that.
Cool.
It's happening. It's happening. It happened. Well, you're really doing it, aren't you?
I'm not going to stand for the cursing.
And now, brought to you by Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town.
The best worst segment.
Oh, I'm thankful nobody's listening, but my God, this is funny.
That laugh right there will be on the promo.
No, I worked on my hair a long time, and he hit it. He hits my hair.
All right, here we go. Today in sports history, March 20th, 2019 is our day. But what happened on this day, March 20th, throughout sports history? Also, download that WNSR app. You literally can take us wherever you want to go around the world.
Where's people listening? Do you know?
I'm looking right now. Yeah. Jacksonville, Florida.
Ah, Belmont's down there, baby.
Dayton, Ohio.
That's where they came from.
Columbus, Ohio.
That's where Tennessee is.
Amazing. And Greensboro, North Carolina.
Wow, why is it? Help me there.
For Lipscomb plays next.
Oh, okay.
UNCG.
Oh, that was one of the teams that thought they were slighted.
Mm-hmm. Lipscomb did not think they were slighted. All right, here we go. 1924, Stanley Cup. Montreal Canadiens, Greg, sweep the Vancouver who?
Rough Riders.
Mm-mm.
Mountaineers.
Starts with an M.
M. Menials.
It's what Vince Gill is, and we're not.
Did you say Vancouver?
Talented.
Yes. Do you want to know it?
No, go ahead, yeah.
Millionaires.
Millionaires is correct. Talented. Oh, man. Let's go down some more of these. 1973, 11 weeks after his death, 1973, this guy's elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame. 1973.
Roberto Clemente.
Nice job, buddy.
Yeah, sad. You know, he got his, I think his 3,000th hit in his last at-bat.
On this day, 1990, Lakers retire Kareem's number. What number?
33
it is. There's not a lot that happened on this day. I'm trying to let it golf. There's some bobsledding going on.
I can do golf. I can do bobsledding.
No, I don't think you can. 1965. I didn't know this. UCLA beats this school in the national championship game. 1965. It's a Big Ten school.
I want to say Indiana.
Michigan.
1950. Michigan. You know that? They had Cassie Russell. Remember Cassie Russell?
I do not.
Oh, okay.
1954, and one of the first games where the NCAA becomes more popular than IT, Bradley loses in the championship game to this team. 1954.
I don't know. Kentucky.
Nope. LaSalle. Ah. Where's LaSalle located?
Philadelphia.
Is it really?
I should know this. The Explorers.
I should know that.
Yes, you should.
Yeah, I know. It's going down here and see some other stuff that we got. There's nothing else. It's just
that's cool.
Figure skating. I'm not going to. And the Logan Cup.
Peggy Fleming.
That's not right. All right, here we go. Celebrity
Dick
birthdays.
Button.
The Greg, you're up 2-0 this week. I can't recall the time when you've been up 2-0.
I've never won the week in the first 3 days.
I'm serious.
I've never won a week the first 3 days.
All right, first up today is the very funny Carl Reiner.
77.
97 years old.
He's older than I thought.
Yes, just a little bit. File this under, still alive, had no idea. Hal Linden, Barney Miller.
He married, what, Dixie Carter?
No, that's Gerald McCraney, but nice try.
No, it was...
Oh, God, you guys are going to get Eric all worked up
that
now.
It was actually Hal Holbrook.
Holbrook. Gerald McCraney married Delta Burke.
Thank you. What's the question?
God. How old is Hal Linden?
84.
95.
88. actor William Hurt.
68.
77.
Damn you. 69. I mean, 68.
Don't curse.
69, I'm sorry.
He's correct. You should curse
he's
me.
He's 69.
For me. Curse.
Charlie
curse.
Always goes the one after 68. All right, I don't know her.
So, in other words, this is a setup now.
No.
All right, I'll see through the pattern.
You figured out the pattern in day one. It took Greg 3 years. So he said, what's the pattern?
There was a pattern?
There used to be.
Spike Lee. Fun fact about Spike, he just won his first Academy Award.
What, for?
The Black Klansman?
Yes. Yep, yep. He is 58.
69.
62. Actor Holly Hunter.
I made Joe laugh. That's all. Yeah,
that's right.
Out.
Raising Arizona.
Holly Hunter from Georgia, right? Georgia girl. Yeah, she is. Holly Hunter is 61.
Joe, were the so-called salad days over? That's all I need to know.
Yes, they were for her.
63.
Ah, 61. Good job, Greg. Greg's up 2-0. I don't.
No. Charlie won the. It's 1-1. Charlie got the first one right.
No, you did.
The 68 did?
No, you did.
Oh, okay. I'm up 2-0. Yeah. Wow, I'm not used to it.
Get me
trying to give it back.
I say, act like you've been there.
Yeah. I haven't.
Kathy Ireland, model Kathy Ireland.
52.
She's beautiful.
Oh, man.
Charlie's paying attention today. He's
53.
56. Oh, so close. Got to get within two people
out
there.
I half-ass pay attention every day. I'm not putting in any more or less now.
We'll agree.
Actor Michael Rapaport.
50.
45.
49. Pugs up 3-0. Got time to go, folks. We're not done yet. Don't know her. Don't know her. There's a lot of these acts I've never seen before. All right, here we go. We'll get to the big list here. Country singer musician Ranger Doug from Riders in the Sky. They've been around forever.
Yeah. He's 64.
65.
73. Rock musician Carl Palmer from Emerson, Lake & Palmer.
77.
75.
69. Rock musician Jimmy Vaughn.
Stevie Ray's brother. He is 64.
63.
68. Hold on. We're not going anywhere yet. Meow. You guys doing okay today?
Really good, man.
No.
Today?
No.
All right, let's go to the sports list here. Hold on, folks. We got people are clamoring for this stuff. Let's see here. Nobody in here.
Hawkeye Jason, do you see the tweet he just sent us?
I'm busy, Greg.
Uh-huh. Now we know why Hal Lindenden goes by his real name. You know what his real name was?
What?
Harold Lipschitz.
Oh,
that just ends the segment right there.
Mookie Blaylock.
Played at Oklahoma, right?
I get that.
Yeah, oh, be quiet. 50.
57.
He's 52. Pokey win. 4-0. Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
All right, here's your song. Tell me who sings backup on this song.
What? Who sings backup on this song?
Mm-hmm. You got this.
Well, it's Carly Simon.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm guessing James Taylor.
No. Come on.
All right.
He walked into the party like you were walking.
Here's a couple clues for
David
you.
Crosby.
Good guess, but no. Still alive. He took a picture at the Parthenon 3 years ago that set everybody on fire. When he was in town for a concert.
Mick Jagger.
Attaboy, Greg. Good job.
You watched yourself out, and all the girls dreamed that they'd be your partner. They'd be your partner, and you're so vain. You probably think this song is about you. You're so vain.
Hello. Hello, I'm Tom Hodges of Goggin Cold Hall, a regional refrigerated company that operates within a 500-mile radius of our home in Smyrna, Tennessee. We're seeking professional drivers to join our family-owned business. Our number one priority of serving our customers is by taking care of our employees first. With a $1,000 sign-on bonus plus a driver referral program, Goggin Cold Hall offers an excellent benefit package with a 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, and holidays, insurance options, and a competitive pay structure that includes weekly, monthly, and quarterly bonuses. No Northeast travel, no touch freight, and with our late model Freightliner and Kenworth equipment, we promise to treat you in a first-class manner. If you're interested in joining our family at Goggin Cold Hall, please visit www.goggincold.com. That's www.goggincold.com or call us at 931-225-3873. That's Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town.